Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Ayin Gimel, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Min Aleph. Let us begin with Hakdama. In the Mishnah, Daf Samach Chesem Min Aleph, we saw the Behima Makasha Leilei V'Hoitzi Ubes Yodai V'Chzira Mutu Bachila. And since one did a proper Shechita on the mother, so that will also work for the Uber, and the Uber will certainly be Mutu Bachila. And as we've already mentioned multiple times, that certainly if the foreleg of the Uber was outside of the mother at the time of Shechita, then certainly the Eva would be Asa Bachila, and certainly the Shechita the mother would not have an effect on the Eiver. However, in the case of the Mishnah, where it was Hoitzia Ubes Yadav Virchzira, in the time of the Shechita the mother, the Yad was back inside the mother. So we saw machlekes between Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, who held the Eiver Atzmei Aser. Once the Eiver went outside of the mother, it would now be considered a Trefa. Certainly, Shechita could not work for the Eiver, and it would be Aser Bachila. However, we saw Ula Amra Bechran, the Eiver Atzmei Mutar, and we also saw a second version as to the statement of Rabbi Yechron, as b'marava masnu hachi, Rabbi Yechron Omar ein leid leivarim, and since at the time of the shechita of the mother, the eva was back inside the mother, so the shechita of the mother would actually affect the eva as well, and the eva would be mutabachila, and ultimately the Gemara stated tiyufta de ulu tiyufta, and the Gemara had a tiyufta on the shechita of Rabbi Yechron. However, our Gemara will still reckon with the shechita of Rabbi Yechron, as we will see in today's Gemara. Number 2, in our Mishnah, daf ayin bezim and aleph, the Mishnah brought a machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim in a case where there's a behima makasha leilei v'hoitzi ubes yodai. Once again, the ubes stuck out its foreleg. And the second case in the Mishnah stated shachar es imoy ba'achin chatacha, that if they shechted the mother and only afterwards cut off the limb, certainly as we just explained, that all would agree that since the limb was outside of the mother at the time of the shechita of the mother, then certainly the shechita of the mother would not be matter the eva ba'achila. However, as we know, that shechita has two purposes. Number one, if someone does a proper shechita on a kosher animal, then that animal will be mutar b'achila. Number 2, by doing a proper shechita on a kosher animal, this animal would not be considered an avela, and it would not be an abatuma. And as we saw in our Mishnah, that even if one would do a proper shechita on a trefa, so although shechita could not be mutar b'achila, as is maisa trefa, however, it would be mutar as behemah medein avela, and it would not be considered an abatuma. As we saw in our Mishnah, there are many holes. Once you shech the mother, and if the uber that was inside the mother was alive, so at that point, that Eva that was attached to the Uber would be considered Eva Menachai. It would be considered an Avatuma, similar to an Avela. And if the Uber that was inside the mother was actually dead, then the Eva that was outside the mother would be considered an Avela Mamish, and therefore would be an Avatuma. And since it came into contact with the Basa of the Uber, so the entire Uber would be considered Rishon Latuma. And we already discussed enough Ayin Beis and Beis that how would it be possible that the Eva would transmit tumah to the uber if it should be considered tumas beis astarim. We already saw the explanation of Ula as well as Ravina. We also saw that the Chacham mochel k'rameir, and the Chacham held that even though the shechita of the mother would certainly not be matted as eva b'achila, however the shechita would still be matar midein avela, and certainly b'digei achulin this eva would not transmit tumah to the uber or to the mother. However, as we saw that there was a maila b'digei hegdish, that if the uber was hegdish or the mother was hegdish and it came into contact with this Eber, since this Eber is still Asa Bachila, so we would still consider this Eber as if it's a Trefa, and therefore, Midrabbanon, it would still transmit Tumah to the Uber or to the mother. Number 3, the Arm Mishnah brought a small part of the Shakla V'Taya between Ramei and the Chachamim, and then our Gemara discussed this in detail, and finally our Gemara came out with the Tanya Nami Hochi, and the Braisa brought an expanded version of the Shakla V'Taya between Ramei and the Chachamim, after the Chachamim said to Ramei, the Trefa Techiach, Shashkitasim and Terasim and Dein Vela, Ve'eni Matirasa Bachila, and just like we find B'negeya Trefa, although if one does a proper Shechita to a Trefa, so it would not be Mutar Bachila, but the Shechita would still be Matar Medein Vela, therefore similarly, although I agree that certainly the Shechita of the mother would not be Matar the Eva Bachila, but it would still be Matar the Eva Medei Tumasa and Medein Vela. And the Braisa continued that Ramei responded, and here is Shechita's Trefa Yisav as Eva Al-Medulba Dov Shegufa to Taras Uba She'ina Gufa, that one cannot compare the case with someone shechs a trefa and one wants to be matar either the mother itself or an eva that's hanging off of the mother. And in that case, it makes sense that although the shechita of the mother will not be matar the basa of the trefa or the eva hamedoldel b'achila, however, since the shechita was done to its body, so we can understand that it would actually affect the hira of the actual animal or an eva hamedoldel ba, and one cannot bring a raya from the case of a shechita of a taira to the case of a shechita the mother in order to be matar the eva of the uber, as the eva of the uber has no connection to the mother at all. And this brisa mentions the concept of eva hamadulubar and ayin rashi b'shum behima shenechtach mena eva mu'uro v'toli b'mitzas. This doesn't refer to the eva of the uber, and this refers to an eva of any animal that was completely severed from the animal and is hanging on by a thread. And as we will see end off ayin dal min aleph, all would agree that midraisa, once one does shechita to this behima, so the eva hamadulubar would be muta b'achila. However, midrabanan, it would be asa b'achila. And Rameir teaches us in the brisa that although midrabanan, the shechita of the animal does not suffice for the eva hamadulubar, however, certainly the shechita would be mitar midei nevela, and the eva hamadulubar would not be considered nevela, would not be considered eva menachai. And as Rashi continues and quotes from the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Kuf Chazayin Amalot, that states eva v'abos hamadulubar behima tmei and tumas eichlam b'mekayman v'tzrich and hechsher. And the Mishnah then continues on Daf Kuf Chazayin Amabez nishchata habehima hochshu b'damei divra meir and Shimon Eimalei hochshu. And as Rashi points out, v'ina vela, if an eva hamadulubar is considered like eva menachai, therefore it is intrinsically tamei like an avela, why would there be a requirement for it to become wet through one of the Zion Mashkin? And why would the Mishnah have to teach us that it was already Hukshul Kabal Tuma based on Adam? And as we will also see, that certainly Rav Shimon agrees to our mayor that we do not consider the Eva Medildal to be like an Avela, and there's a requirement for it to be Hukshul Kabal Tuma, and he just is arguing on Rav Meir, as Rav Meir holds that the Dam of the Behemoth will be Machshul Kabal Tuma, whereas Rav Shimon holds that it would not be Machshul Kabal Tuma. And our Rashi continues, V'afo Pisha Surim Bachila, that even though we know that the Eva Medildol is going to be Asa Bachila, and the Gemara will even have a Hamina, that even Midiraisa, the Shechita that is done for the Behema, not be Mata, the Eva Medildol Bachila, however, certainly the Shechita of the Behema would be Matar, the Eva Medildol Medina Vela, and would not be considered Avatoma. Number four, in regard to this concept of Eva Medildol, the Gemara will mention that certainly Mises Isinipol, however, the Gemara will have a Shaila, if Shechita Isinipol, or in Shechita Isinipol, and ultimately the Gemara will come out that in Shechita Isinipol, and Ayin Rashi at the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, who defines what our Gemara means when it states Shechita Isinipol, and as Rashi says, Bishash Shechita, Hareyu Kuneifu Mimena, that at the time of Shechita, as if the Eva Medildol is no longer attached to the Behema, and therefore in Shechita Sime Eloslai, so the Shechita of the Behema cannot have any effect on the Eva Medildol, and would not be able to be Matar Midei Nevela, and it would be considered Eva Menachai. And Rashi explains that the term of Shechita or Miso Isinipol is based on the Pasuk in Pasha Shmini that states, V'chol Shiyipol Lov Meham B'Maisam, and as we'll see in Daf Ayin Dal Med Aleph, that the Gemara will use this Pasuk as a Makar for the din of Miso Isinipol, that in Shechita Isinipol. Number five, we just saw two different cases, one where the Eva of the Vlad was sticking out of its mother. Certainly in that case, if one Shechta the mother and then cuts off this Eva, this is the second case of our Mishnah, where we saw clearly there's machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, if the Eva would be considered a Vela, or if the Shechita the mother was Matar the Eva Medina Vela. Our Gemara will refer to this as the case of Ubrin. We just mentioned the case of Eva Hamududolin. Our Gemara will discuss if the same machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim would apply in this scenario as well. The Gemara will bring two different versions as to machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Echran, and keep in mind that in both versions, the sheet of Reish Lakish will be exactly the same, and the only thing that will change is the sheet of Rabbi Echran. The Gemara will refer to the case, someone shechted an animal, and the Eva Hamadulubar was still attached to the animal by a thread, as the case of Ivarin, and this is a bit tricky, as since in both cases, we're actually talking about an Eva, as in the case of the Uba, we're talking about the Yad of the Uba was outside of the mother, and in the case of the Eva, we're talking about the Eva Hamadulubar that was attached to a regular behema, so it's important to differentiate between the words ubrin and the word avarin that the Gemara will mention. Our Gemara begins with the first version, as Amr of Shem Malakish k'machlekes b'ubarin kach machlekes b'avarin, that just like we saw machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim as to the status of the yad of the ubar that was outside of the mother at the time of shechita, Ramei held that the shechita of the mother would have no effect on the yad and it would still be considered a vela, whereas the Chacham held that although the shechita would not be matir b'achila, however the shechita of the mother was mitar midein vela, and the yad would not be considered a vela. This same machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim would also apply if one shechs an animal and at the time of shechita the animal had an eva hamadulubar, and Ramei would hold that eva would be considered a vela, and Chacham would hold that eva would not be considered Mitzvah Nevela, as the Shechita of the Behemah was Mitar the Eva Midei Nevela, and as Rashi states, Kemachlikas Be'eva Du Burin, Kach Machlikas Be'eva Hamadudu Behemah, the Rameya in Shechitasim and Taharasai, Lurabon in Shechitasim and Taharasai. Our Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Machlikas Be'eva Du Uber, Awa Be'eva Du Behemah, Divri Akol, Shechita Isinibol. Rabbi Yechon explains that although we saw in our Mishnah that there's Machlikas between Rameya and Chachamim in regard to the Eva of the Uber that was outside the mother at the time of Shechita, however, in the case of the Eva Hamadudu Behema, so if one does Shechita on the Behema, so at the point of Shechita, it's considered as if the Eva Hamadudu was no longer attached to the Behema, and therefore the Shechita cannot have any effect on the Eva, and the Eva would be considered Eva Menachai, and would be considered an Avela, and would be considered an Avatuma, Ein Rashi Shechita is Nipo, Gemar Nefila, and at the time of Shechita, we look at the Eva as if it's completely removed from the animal, and it's Eva Menachai, as we explained. And the Gemara now continues to explain the Shechita Rabbi Yechon, as Omer Rabbi Yisrael Chrino, my time with Rabbi Yechon, Alibud Rabbanon. Certainly, there is no need to explain the Shechita of Rameyer according to Rabbi Yechon. Just like Lefi Rameyer, the Shechita of the mother is not Mitar, the Yad of the Uber that was outside of the mother, and so too, the Shechita of the mother would not be Mitar, the Eva Meduldol. However, why would it be that Rabbanon would switch their Shechita? And in our Mishnah, they hold that the Shechita of the mother will help for the Eva of the Uber that was outside of the mother at the time of Shechita. And then in regard to a case where someone shechs an animal and there was an Eva Meduldol, that the Shechita of the animal would not be Mitar, the Eva Meduldol, and it would be considered Eva Menachai, and it would be an Ava Tuma. And Rabbi Yisrael B'chirin explains that Ha'is Le'Tekanta B'Chazara, V'Ha'las Le'Tekanta B'Chazara, Rabbi Yisrael is going according to his own Shechita that we saw on Daf Samach Chesan Beis, where Rabbi Yisrael told us that if there's an Uber that has its Yad outside of the mother, and then the Yad went back into its mother, and then they did Shechita, that the Shechita of the mother would actually even work for the Yad of the Uber, and it would be Mutar Bachila. And since B'negei, the Yad of the Uber is Islay Tekata B'Chazara, so Rabbanon hold that even in a case where the animal did not put its hand back into its mother, however, the Shechita of the mother will still help for the Yad, and it would be Moitzi Midei Nevela, and would not be considered Ava Tuma. However, since the definition of an Eva Meduldol is an Eva that cannot be healed, and since the Shechita of this animal will never suffice for this Eva, as this Eva will always be Asa Bachila, therefore the Shechita of this Behema cannot even suffice in order to remove the Tumas Nevela from the Eva Meduldol. And L'chur, the Svar of Rabbi Yisbechlina is a bit Tzarech Bir. How can you say that the Eva Meduldol is Lasei Tekanta if the Gemara will ultimately come out that Meduraisa, the Shechita, actually works for the Eva Meduldol, and Meduraisa is actually Butta Bachila? If so, it makes sense that at least Meduraisa, it should be Metar Midei Nevela as well. It could be that since the Gemara will now bring a Braisa that will slug up this version as to the Shechita Rabbi Yechon, the Gemara will then bring a different version as to the Shechita Rabbi Yechon, and therefore the Gemara didn't explain the member of Rabbi Yisrael B'chirin in great detail. However, Ayin in top places on Daf Ayin Gemara Beis, and potentially based on Taisa's explanation, that would also explain the member of Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chanina, and also Ayin in top places on Daf Ayin Dal Min Aleph in Dibur Maschol, Ein Behem El Mrs. Proish Burvad, Ayin Shom, and the Gemara stated, Hai Islay Tekata B'Chazara, and Ayin Ban Rashi on Daf Ayin Gemara Min Aleph, Ken Om Rabbi Yechon Reish Pirkin. This works out according to Rabbi Yechon Shitasai, that Eva Atzma Mutar Bachilim Hichsir, and Ayin Rajbu points out that from our Gemara, it's mashma like the explanation that Rashi gave as to Shitas Rabbi Yechon, according to the version of the Bnei Marava that we saw on Daf Samach Chesam Beis. This Gemara doesn't work out as well according to the other Rishonim, Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues and will bring a question as to the Shita Rabbi Yechon according to this version. And let us recall, Rabbi Yechon just stated, although Rabbi and Rabbanon achil b'negeir the Yad of the Uber that was outside the mother at the time of Shechita, whether in the case of the Eva Meduldol, even Rabbanon agreed to Rameyer that the Eva Meduldol would be considered a Vela, and the Shechita of the Behema would not be Matar Medein Vela. And the Gemara asked Meisvei that when the Gemara brought a Tanin Amihachi to prove the point of Rava or Kedi, so the Braisa explained the Shakal V'Tayah between Rameyer and Chachamim. The Braisa told us, Amal Lahem Rameyer, that Rameyer responded to Chachamim, Lo Yim Tira Shechita Strefa Yisav as Eva Meduldol Ba Dov Shegufa to Taras Uba Dov Sheinagufa. Clearly we see that there is a Shechita that Ein Shechita Isinipol. At the time of Shechita, we consider the Eva Meduldol to be attached to the Behema. The Shechita of the Behema is Mitar, the Eva Meduldol Midei Nevela. We continue on Daf Ayin Gimel Beis, and the Gemara is now bothered. Why would the words of Rameyer in this Braisa only be a question according to Rabbi Yechon? If L'chur, this should also be Shver according to Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish has taught us, machlekes buborin, kach machlekes beivorin. Clearly, Rish Lakish holds that lefira meir shchita is oisinipol, and the ma'aser we saw in the Tanya Nami Hachi, meir stated that the shchita of an animal would be mitar as a iva hamadulduba. Therefore, we see that a meir actually holds that in shchita oisinipol, and lechayu this brisa should also be a question of Rish Lakish, and therefore Agamar continues to explain its question as bishleim lo Rabshim ben Lakish ledevrim kamaluhu ledidi leishna iva de uba leishna iva de behima ki adadinenu in the chenami in the Tanya Nami Hachi. Rameir was asking this question to Rabbanon. He wasn't asking according to his own shita, and he was asking them the question according to their own shita, and Rish Lakish would be able to explain. The Rameir responded to the Chamim that Bishlema according to me, so I hold there's no difference between the Eva of the Uber and the Eva Meduldal of a regular behema, and I hold that in both cases Shchit is Isinipal, the Yad of the Uber, as well as the Eva Meduldal of the behema, would be considered a Vela, the Shchita of the mother and the Shchita of the behema would not have any effect on the Yad or on the Eva Meduldal. However, it may ask the Chachamim that although I can understand your Shita, that the Shchita of the behema will be Matar the Eva Meduldal, and that you will hold that Shchita in Isinipal, so at least that can make some sense. But the Gea Eva Meduldal, which is at least attached to the actual behema, and the Shchita is being done to the actual behema. However, how can you extend that and say that the same Allah would apply that if one does Shchita to a mother, that it would be Matar the Yad of the Uber, if the Yad of the Uber as well as the Uber itself are not part of the mother, at least according to Rish Lakish, we could explain the response of Rameir to the Chachamim. However, the Gemara is Al Rabbi Yechon Kasha, but according to the Shita Rabbi Yechon, even the Chachamim agreed to Rameir Benegei to Eva Meduldal that Shchita is a nipol, and the time of the Shchita of the animal, it's considered as if the Eva Meduldal is no longer connected to the animal, and therefore the Eva Meduldal is considered even Menachai and Tomei. How could Rameir state it? If the Fira Bechnan all agree that the Shechita of the Behema would not be Mitar, the Eva Medulubar, and it would be considered Eva Menachai. And because of this question, so Agamar now continues and brings a second version as to the machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbechan. And as we explained in Akdama, that the Shechita of Rish Lakish will not change. And as the Gemara continues, that Om Rish Lakish, Kimachlekes Be'ubarin, Kach Machlekes Be'ivarin, that the same machlekes that we saw in our Mishnah between Rabbi and the Chachamim as to the status of the Yad of the Uber that was outside of the mother at the time of Shechita will be the same machlekes that will apply one shechs an animal that has an Eva HaMedoldol. Once again, according to the Shita Reish Lakish, when the Brisa of the Tanya Nami Hachi, where Rameir responded to the Chachamim regarding the Eva HaMedoldol, that was stated according to the Shita of the Chachamim. However, certainly Rameir would not agree to that, and as we previously explained at the top of the Amid, and Agamar continues, Rabbi Yechon Omar, machlekes be'eva de uber, I will be'eva de behima de rakol in shchita isinipol. And according to this version, Rabbi Yechon held that although in the case of our Mishnah, where the yad of the uber was outside of the mother at the time of shchita, so Rameir is chilek on Rabbanon. However, even Rameir would agree to the Chachamim that if someone shechs an animal and at the time of shchita it had an eva hamedoldol, that certainly in shchita isinipol, and we will look at it as if the eva is completely attached to the behima at the point of shchita, and therefore the eva hamedoldol would not be categorized as eva menachem, and it would not be intrinsically tame like an avela, and it would not be considered avatoma. And as Rashi explains, v'tarmel tame afapish asur b'achila. And keep in mind, although the Gemara will come out that this is achila is only midrabanan, but Rashi keeps mentioning this achila in order that we're able to understand the question Rameh has on the Chachamim. Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who points out that according to this version of the Shita Rabbeinu, so when Rameh asks this question on the Chachamim, so this question is not only based on the Shita of the Chachamim, and as Rish Lakish stated, and this question even works out according to Shitas Rameir, and as Rabbeinu Gershom states, and Umad Tanya Amalhen Rameir Lechachamim Loyim Tir Shitas Treifa Isav Vaseiv Hamadul Lal Shabbar, the Rabbi Yechon Lodivar Kol Amalhen Bein Lididei Bein Lechachamim. And before we continue, let us recall that according to the first version, Rabbi Yisrael Rab Chanina had to come and explain what is Pshat according to Rabbi Yechon Alibid Rabbanon, and why is it that although the Rabbanon Chilk Rameir, Ben Agir the Yad of the Uber, meanwhile the Chachamim agree with Rameir in the case of the Eva Medaldol. However, our Gemara will be exactly the opposite, and as the Gemara continues, that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, my time with Rabbi Yechon, libid Rameir, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina is bothered, that certainly the free Rabbi Yechon, I can understand the Shita Chachamim, and just like the Chacham held, although the Yad of the Uber was outside of the mother, the Shita of the mother will still be Metar the Yad, and therefore similarly, the Shita of the Behemoth will be Metar the Eva Medaldal. However, what would be the reason that Rav Meir is Mechalik between the Yad Uber and the Eva HaMedaldal, and Benegay the Yad Uber, he holds that it's not considered a part of the mother, and therefore the Shechit of the mother will not be Matar the Yad, and the Yad will be considered Eva Menachai. And why would he hold that the Shechit of the Behemah would be Matar the Eva HaMedaldal? And Rabbi Yisrael B'chinin explains, Hai Gufa V'Hai Lav Gufa, it certainly doesn't mean Af Kamina, as in the case of the Yad Uber, so the Yad Uber has no connection to the mother, and therefore the Shechit of the mother doesn't help for the Yad. However, since the Eva HaMedaldal is part of the Behemah, the Shechit of the Behemah could be Matar the Eva HaMedaldal. I am Mefarshim who are bothered that L'chir, this Chiluk between the Yad and the Eva HaMedaldal is something which is specifically stated by Rav Meir. And if so, what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina? And I am Tap Taisis and Nibba Maskel, my time with Rabbi Yechon, I'll leave it to Rav Meir. And Taisis is bothered that L'chir, why is the Gemara bothered as to what the difference would be between the Eva HaMedaldal and the Yad of the Uber, if certainly is a major Chiluk, since we know that Midiraisa, one is not allowed to eat the Yad of the Uber, as the Shechit of the mother has no effect on the Yad that's outside of the mother at the time of Shechita. However, as we already mentioned, Midiraisa, one is allowed to eat the Eva Medaldal, and the Shechit of the Behema is actually Machshir the Eva Medaldal Ba'achila. Therefore, certainly we can understand why the Shechit of the Behema will be Matar the Eva HaMedaldal Medein Nevela. And as Tesis is, Ksas Kosha, the Shani Eva the Behema, the Midiraisa Shari Af Ba'achila. And as we will see at the top of Daf Ayin Dal Min Aleph, in Lehem El Mitzvah's Parish, and Tesis explains that the Gemara is bothered that since Benegay the Eva Medaldal, the Chacham were Geizer, and they stated that it's Asa Ba'achila, why weren't the Chacham Geizer? At least Midra Bonon, it should be Tamim Mishum Nevela, and it's a bit Tzarech Bir, as L'chir Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina's explanation doesn't seem to be addressing this point. And it could be that this Teretz of Taisis will also answer the question that we asked on Amud Aleph. That's the explanation that Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina brought regarding Rabbi Yechon Alibid Rabbanon, that high is late takata b'chazara, v'hai less late takata b'chazara. And before we continue, up until this point, we were discussing the concept of Shechita Oisinipol or Ein Shechita Oisinipol. And according to the first version of our Gemara, Rabbi Yechon held that all agreed that Shechita Oisinipol. However, the Gemara slugged up the Shita, and the Gemara brought its second version as to the member of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon held that Ein Shechita Oisinipol. And up until this point, we were only discussing a case of Shechita. However, our Gemara will now discuss a case of Misa as well. And for example, if there's an animal that has an Eva Medildol and the animal dies, the Gemara will come out that certainly Misa is Oisinipol, and therefore at the time that this animal died, we consider as if the Eva was already detached from the animal, and therefore would have the halachos of Eva Menachai, and the Eva would intrinsically be Tamei, just like a Nevela, and would be an Ava Tama. And L'chir, if we're talking about a case where the animal actually died, Ein Misa Oisinipol, and at the time of Misa, we would consider the Eva Medildol to have been still attached to the animal, and it would not be Eva Menachai, but the Misa would still be an Avela. And if so, what would be an Afkamina if Misa is Oisinipol or Ein Misa Oisinipol, if in both cases it's considered an Avela and would be an Ava Toma? However, based on what we mentioned Akdama to the Daf Ayin Beis, so certainly we know that there is a major Afkamina, as if Ein Misa Oisinipol, then the reason why the Eva Medildol is considered an Ava Toma is because it is an Avela. Even if someone removes some of the Basa from this Eva, the Basa would still be an Ava Toma, as the Misa is a regular Avela. However, if we would hold that Misa Oisinipol, the reason why the Eva is considered Tomei and is considered Ava Toma is because it was not considered part of this animal, and therefore was considered Eva Menachai. And as we know that Eva Menachai only applies to an Eva that has Basa at Tomei Sangidin. However, if someone removes some of the Basa from this Eva, so that Basa would not be Tomei at all, as that would be similar to a case of Basa Menachai, and we know that Basa Menachai is not Tomei at all. And based on this point, our Gemara continues, Amar Bisa by Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yechon. The Rabbi Yisrael by Yosef says over the name of Rabbi Yechon himself, that Kol Moedim Shemisa Isinipol, Vein Shechita Isinipol, that although remained Rabbanon Achilik in our Mishnah, Benegir Yada Van Uber, that was outside of the mother at the time of Shechita, however, all agree, Benegir Eva Medildol, that number one, Misa's Isinipol, and therefore the Eva Hamedildol is considered Eva Menachai, and if one would remove a little bit of Basa from the Eva, then that Basa would no longer be an Ava Tuma, and it would not be Tomei, and the only way that it actually could become Tomei is only if it would be Huchshul Kabel Tuma. And Rabbi Yechon also holds, as we saw in the second version of Rabbi Yechon, that everyone agrees that in Shechita Oisinipol, if one does Shechita to this animal that had an Eva Medildol, and at the time of Shechita, Shechita, we consider the Eva Medulda to be a part of the Behemah, and therefore the Shechita of the Behemah will be Matar the Eva Medulda Midei Nevela, and the Eva HaMedulda would be Tar. We already explained this member of Yisro by Yosef and Nimar B'Yechron based on Maskonis HaGemara. However, the Gemara starts off and asks B'Maya Skinon, that what is Rabbi Yisro by Yosef referring to, and is he referring to Eva Medulda, or is he referring to the Yad of an Uber that was outside of the mother at the time of Shechita? And the Gemara explains Ilema be'Eva de Uber, that if you're going to say that he was referring to an Eva of the Uber that was outside of the mother at the time of Shechita, then certainly it's not true that I call Moedim as Miflug Pligi, as certainly we see in our Mishnah that clearly remain Rabbanan Acholik in the case where someone does Shechita to the mother, while the Yad of the Uber is outside of the mother, and Rameah held that Shechita is Nipol, while the Rabbanan held that in Shechita is Nipol, and therefore the Gemara explains Ela be'Eva de Behema, that this member of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yechron is discussing the case of an Eva HaMedulda of a Behema. Rabbi Yechron has been mechadish to us, if the Behema dies, then Misa is Nipol. However, if one shechs the animal, then in Shechita is Nipol, and the Gemara is bothered Misa Tnina and Shechita Tnina. As we will see, the second part of the Mishnah, Adaf Kuf Chav Zayin and Abayz, will teach us that Misa is Nipol. And similarly, in the prior case in the Mishnah, Adaf Kuf Chav Zayin and Abayz, the Mishnah will also teach us that in Shechita is Nipol. What is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechron? And as our Gemara continues, Misa Tnina, at the end of the Mishnah, Adaf Kuf Chav Zayin and Abayz, the Mishnah teaches us the concept of Misa is Nipol. The Mishnah is discussing a case where there's a behemoth that had an Eva HaMedulda, or a behemoth that had Basa HaMedulda, and it had hanging flesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Misa HaBehema, that if this animal dies, number one, HaBasa Tzara Chechshar, that the Basa that was Medulda is not considered Tameh, and it's not considered an Avela, and the only way that it will be Mekabel Tumah is only if after it came off of the animal, it was Huchshel Mekabel Tumah, and then something that was Tameh came into contact with his Basa, and as Rashi points out, a Basa Tzara Chechshar Mayim, Shem Yiga Betumah Yikablena, the Misa is Nipol, and clearly we see at the time of Misa, we consider that this Basa was not attached to this animal, and therefore the Basa is not considered an Avela, and instead it's considered Basa Menachai, Shabasa Perish Menotar, and Ve'inu Metam Mishum Eva Menachai. And the Mishnah continues and now discusses the Eva HaMedulda, and the Mishnah tells us, number two, Ve'inu Metam Mishum Eva Menachai, Ve'inu Metam Mishum Eva Menavela, Divra Meir. The Rameah teaches us that since all agree that Misa is Oisinipol, at the time of death of this animal, we look at the Eva HaMedulda as if it was completely severed from the animal, and it was Eva Menachai, and it will be considered Tamei Mishum Eva Menachai, and it would not be considered Eva Menavela. And as we initially explained, this would actually come out of Kula, that if someone would take a piece of Basa off of this Eva, so since this Basa doesn't include Atzomis and Gidin, so this Basa would no longer be categorized as Eva Menachai, and instead it would be categorized as Basa Menachai, it would be Tar. And Rameah states that the only way that this Basa could ever become Tameh is only if it would be Huchshel Kabel Tumah. And as Rashi points out, that although the Mishnah continues and brings down to the Shita Rav Shimon, who's Chalek Rameah, as the Mishnah ends on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Rabbeis, Rav Shimon Mitar, however, as Rashi explains, that certainly Rav Shimon agrees to Rameah that Misa is Oisinipol, as the Gemara in Parakah Arva Reitav explains, that Rav Shimon is Chalek Rameah in regard to another point, and not in regard to the din of Misa Oisinipol, and as Rashi states in Dibur Maskel Divur Rameah, V'lek D'Apologla B'Misa Oisinipol, El Rav Shimon Mitarak Tani Hasam, U'Mekmino Le'a Pluk De'Achriti Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues, Shchita Nami Tanina, based on a prior case in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Zayin and Abayz, we also see that everyone agrees that in Shchita Oisinipol, as the Mishnah states on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin and Abayz, Nishchita Behima Huchshu B'Damea Divur Rameah, Rav Shimon Oimel Lo Huchshu, and if one shechs this animal that had an Eva HaMedulda or had a Basa HaMedulda, then clearly both Rav Meir and Rav Shimon agree that in Shechita is Nipol, and therefore at the time of Shechita, both the Eiver as well as the Basa HaMedulda were considered a part of the animal, and therefore the Shechita of the animal were able to be Matar than both Midei Nevela. And the only machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is Rav Meir holds that based on the dam that came out of the animal at the time of Shechita, and certainly went on to part of the animal, so it's considered as if there was liquid that went on the entire animal, including the Eiver as well as the Basa HaMedulda. And although the Eva and the Basa are considered tar, but they are already Huchshel Kabel Tumah, and if something Tameh touches them even prior to water going on to the Basa or the Eva, they would be Tameh. However, although Rav Shimon agrees to Rav Meir that certainly in Shechita is Nipol, and therefore the Shechita is Behemah, actually was Metar the Eva and the Basa Midei Nevela, however Rav Shimon holds that even even though the dam touched another part of the behemoth, it would not actually have any effect on the Eber or the Basal Medoldol. And as Rashi brings down, Lo Hukshru, Vitzrich and Hechsha Achel Kabal Tumma, the Kasav, as Reb Shimon holds, Ein Behemoth Nasis Yad La Eber, Lahavi Hechshala, that the behemoth is not considered Yad for the Eber, although dam must have fallen on the Basal of the behemoth. However, that Mashka would not have any effect on the Eber or the Basal Medoldol. In order for the Eber or Yad Medoldol to be able to be Makabal Tumma, they would have to be Hukshul Kabal Tumma. And we just stated that everyone agrees that Mises Oisnipol and Ayin Rashi and Dibra Masal Divra Meir, and we will begin reading Rashi from the second to last of the narrow lines. And Rashi explains Avra Rabbanan Vadle Pligulel, that certainly Rabbanan Nachel Kramayer, as Afa Gab the Pligulel Beshchito Vaamri Ein Oisnipol Gabi Eved Uber, and although we know that Rabbanan hold that Ein Shchito Oisnipol, and as we saw in our Mishnah, however, certainly there is no connection between Shchita and Misa, as Rab Meir Nami Shchita Ein Oisnipol Vebehimis Like Rabbanan can infarish for Ozol, and since we just saw Rab Meir himself who holds that Mises Oisnipol, and even so Benegia Shchita, he holds that Ein Shchita Oisnipol, and as Rashi continues, that we brought a raya from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Zayin that Ein Shchita Oisnipol, and Rashi explains that since Rab Meir taught us that Huchshu B'Domel the Kabel Tumis Oichlin, so Almasvirle Ein Ben Tumis Atzmon Ke'iv Menachai, so clearly we see that Rab Meir holds that the Eva Hamadildol would not have its own intrinsic tumma and would not be considered Eva Menachai and would not intrinsically be an Avatumma, as certainly Shchita Ha'ilhem, as at the time of Shchita we consider the Eva to be still part of the animal, and Afilu Rab Meir the Polig be'Eva de Uber, and even according to Rab Meir who is Chilek HaNechachom Benegei the Eva de Uber, and Rab Meir held that the Shchita the mother could not be Metar the Yad of the Uber, but even so Rab Meir agrees that the Shchita of this behemoth will be Metar the Eva Medoldol Midei Nevela, and at the time of Shchita it was considered a part of the animal. And the Gemara will now continue and answer this question as to why Rabbi Yechonon would have to teach us that Misa Isinipol and Ein Shchita Isinipol. If we see these dinim in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Zayin and Beis, however, keep in mind that the Gemara will actually only answer why Rabbi Yechonon had to teach us that Ein Shchita Isinipol, and the Gemara will not discuss why Rabbi Yechonon had to teach us that Misa Isinipol. However, Maisa, once we know why Rabbi Yechonon had to teach us that Ein Shchita Isinipol, so therefore, agav the fact Rabbi Yechonon had to teach us Ein Shchita Isinipol, therefore it would make sense that Rabbi Yechonon will also teach us the contrasting case that although Ein Shchita Isinipol, however Misa is Isinipol. And the Gemara continues and explains that in a chenami Rabbi Yechonon was trying to teach us a chiddush as imahi, as if we would only have the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Chav Zayin and Beis, it seems to teach us that Ein Shchita Isinipol to have a mina my hichshu abasa. So one may have thought that just like we hold that Misa is Isinipol, so Shchita would also be Isinipol, and certainly the Eva Medildel would be considered Tomei, as it would be considered Eva Menachai, and it would be an Ava Tuma. However, the case of the Mishnah was only discussing the Basa Medildel, as even if we would hold that Shchita is Isinipol, and therefore we would have to categorize the Basa Medildel as Basa Menachai, but certainly, as we already mentioned, Basa Menachai is not Tomei, and Ramea teaches us that even though the Basa would not be Tomei, however, because of the Dam of Shchita that went on the rest of the animal, so although the Basa Medildel would not be Tomei, however, it would be Hukshul Kabal Tumma. And as Rashi explains, Imahi Havamina, Kehechi de Polygramea Be'eva de Uber, Polygnami Be'eva Behema de Shchita Isinipol, Umetamik Ibn Menachai, Umay Hukshu de Mashma de Imben Tumma de Atzma, Abosa Karma, the Nami Svirlon Shchita Isinipol, Havali Basa Perish Menachai Vitar. Therefore, Bitsu Rabbi Yosef taught us in the name of Bechron that everyone agrees that Ein Shchita Isinipol, and when the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Zayin on the base stated, Nishchita Behema Hukshu B'damea Divra Meir, that is because Ein Shchita Isinipol, and therefore the Eva would not be considered Eva Menachai, and the Shchita the Behema would be Matar the Eva Medina Vela, and therefore our Meir teaches us that although the Eva as well as the Basa Medodol are both Tar, however, based on the Dan that went on to the Basa of the rest of the animal, so therefore the Eva as well as the Basa Medodol would already be considered Hukshu L'Kabal Tumma. The Gemara continues and is bothered that how could it be that we have such a Havmina, V'Hukshru K'tani, if the Lashon of our Meir in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Zayin is Nishchita Behema Hukshru B'Damea, and it's mashma that this din in the Mishnah is not only discussing the Basa Medodol, but it's also discussing the Eva Medodol. And the Gemara explains that although the Mishnah used the Lashon Rabim and stated Lashon Hukshru, which is plural, that it actually refers to two different types of Basa that came from this animal, and it's not referring to the Eva Medodol at all. And as the Gemara continues, Maro Temo Chabla Basa Perish perish min abehima, the chad lebasar perish min eva. And one would think that the chiddush of the Mishnah daf chav zayin and beis is that not only do we consider the basar medoldol that was coming directly off of the animal to be considered hukshel kabel tuma, but we even consider the basar that comes off the eva that was medoldol to also be considered hukshel kabel tuma. And the Gemara continues and is bothered umay umay dehay my hay, that why would we have a hamina that we could differentiate between different types of basar if once we see that the dam of the behema has an effect on the basar that's medoldol. So why does it make a difference if the basar came off of the actual animal or if the basar was initially on the eva hamedoldol, while the maisa dam shchita should be able to machsher either of the basar lekabel tuma? And why would we even have a hamina to differentiate between the two? And the Gemara explains that certainly we would have a hamina as sakadai techamina hoylo mitami tuma chamura agav aviv emo loyli by hechsher kamash malon, that one may have thought that since at this point the Gemara would hold that misa is inipol, so it's as if both the basa medildol as well as the eva medildol were both not part of the animal at the time of shchita, and therefore though the basa medildol would certainly be tar legamri, and the only way that it would be able to become tamei is only if it would be hukshel kabel tuma. And Rameir just teaches us that the dam of the shchita that fell on the other parts of the animal would even be machshir the basa medildol, and it would now be hukshel kabel tuma. However, one may have had a hamina that since shchita is nipol, and therefore at the time of shchita the eva medaldol was not part of the animal and it was considered eva menachai and it's an avatoma. So one may think that if someone would take some basa off of this eva menachai, that although it would now not be considered an avela and would no longer be considered eva menachai and would not be an avatoma. However, since at one point this basa was part of the eva menachai and it was considered avatoma, maybe at the very least we would at least consider it to be hukshel kabel tuma. And if something that is tummy would actually come into contact with this basar, then it would be tummy. And for example, if someone cut off the entire eva before shchita, and therefore certainly this eva was eva menachai and is definitely an avatuma. Since at the time that the dam shchita went on to the behema, this eva was no longer attached to the animal, and certainly it had no effect on the eva. Maybe we would say that if someone would pull a piece of basar off of this eva, although certainly at this point the basar is not considered avatuma as it's no longer eva menachai and it's basar menachai, or maybe although this basar was not yet hukshel kabel tuma, however one would have a hamina that it still could become tamei since originally was an avatuma, and therefore at the very least it should not have to become hukshel kabel tuma. And possibly that's why Rav Meir used the lashon rabim and stated hukshu b'damea in order to teach us that in order for the basar that came off of the eva menachai to be able to be kabel tuma, it has to be hukshu kabel tuma. And as Rashi states, kamash b'lon hukshu b'damea the boy heksha v'naf kamina lehecha the nechta kol eva kodem shchita v'lo hukshu b'damea v'achim pirish basar imenu the boy heksha. And there is still a requirement that in order for the basar to be kabel tuma, it has to be hukshu kabel tuma. And therefore, ultimately, based on the Mishnah itself, we would not necessarily have a raya that Rameya holds that in shchita is inipol, and therefore Rabbi Yechon had to teach us that kol moedim that even Rameya agrees to the chachamim that in shchita is inipol. And Ayin Rashi who points out that this concept that since something has a tumah chamura that potentially there would not be a requirement of hechsher in order to be able to be makabel tumah kala, that is actually a svar that is used in the Gemara Masechtas Nidah regarding the dinim of tumah by nevelas oiv tar. And as Rashi points out that the Gemara Masechtas Nidah teaches us that we learned the dinim of hechsher kabel tumah from the din of zroim, and we learned that mazroim shein seif on the tamei tumah chamura, that just like in the gei zroim it's impossible to have a tumah chamura in mitzrich and hechsher, and the Torah requires it to be mechushel kabel tuma. So af kol she'in sefer tam etum chamura. Therefore, the only time that we have a din of hechsher lekabel tuma is only by those items that are in sefer tam etum chamura. Pratlon levelus ev taras to sefer tam etum chamura im achla lefikach in sefer hechsher tam etum seichlin. And Rashi continues that kamash malon, and our Gemara teaches us that that svar is dafka by seifai, and only when it's going to have a tuma chamura at the end. However, since in our case, at the time that the basar was attached to the eva menachai, it had to a mechamura, and now goes down a daga. So in this case, we would not have the svara, and we would still require hechsher tuma. And as Rashi states, avot tchilase kehay de tchilase tama tuma chamura vein sefer tama tuma chamura mishapirich sarach hechsher, as we explained. And the Gemara now continues, Amar Rabbi Yisiv nekoyt Rabbi Yisiv by Yisiv biyadach, that certainly that the way Rabbi Yisiv by Yisiv quoted the memory of Beichran, that everyone agrees that in shchita is inipol. Hakol is certainly correct, and not like we saw in the first version, Rabbi Yechron held the Hakol Moedim, that Shechito is an Ippol, and in riot to this is, as Rabbi Baba Chana, Koy Kavosei, as we will see, the Rabbi Baba Chana will bring down a member in the name of Rabbi Yechron, and we will see that Rabbi Yechron holds that in Shechito is an Ippol, and as the Gemara continues to Tanya, and as we learned to the Brisa, that the Pasuk in Pasuk Mishpatim states, who Basa Basa the Trefa Le Sechelu, and really the Pasuk Kodesh has stated, the Trefa Basa the Le Sechelu, and the Torah didn't have to write the word of Basar, and the Brisa teaches us, Lahavi Eva Vabasa Mdudolim Bebehimu Vachai Vo'ev Vishachtan Shein Asurin, that the word of Basa is coming to teach us that not only can you not eat a Trefa, but Mdudraisa if someone was Shecht, either Behemo or Chaya or an Oiv, that had either Basa or an Eber that was hanging off of its body, that Shechita is Oisinipol, and at the time of Shechita, the Eber and his Basa were not considered attached to the body of the animal, and therefore the Shechita of the animal could not have an effect on the Eber or this Basa. Therefore, if someone would eat this Eber, there would be Eber on the Issa of Eber Menachai Midereisa, and similarly, if someone ate this Basa, there'd be Eber on the Issa of Basa Menachai Midereisa, and it's actually Mashma, like the first version of the Memor of Bechon that we saw in Amid Aleph, that everyone agrees that Shechita is an Eber. And the Maisa, in order to clarify what the Brisa actually means, so Rabbi Bechana, Rabbi Yechron, so Rabbi Bechana taught us in the name of Rabbi Yechron, that certainly the Brisa does not mean to teach us that Shechita is an Eber, and that by eating the Eva or the Basa Medudel, they will be Eva on the Issa Duraisa, as in reality, everyone agrees that certainly Meduraisa, Shechita is an Eber, and therefore Meduraisa, at the time of Shechita, it was considered as if the Basa and the Eva were completely attached to the animal, and the Shechita, the animal, actually would have an effect on the Eva and the Basar, even B'negei Achila. Midraisa, since they shechted this animal, so it would be mutter to eat the Eva as well as the Basar and the Medudel. We continue on Daf Ayin Dal Med Aleph, and Ein Behen El Mitzvah Preish Bilvad, and one would not be Eva under Lav of Eva Menachai, and as Rashi explains at the top of Daf Ayin Dal Med Aleph, El Mitzvah Preish Ba'alma Midrabanon, V'kras Smacht Ba'alma, and the Limud that the Braisa brought from the Pasuk of Basar Basar the Trefa Leisechelu is only a smacht ba'alma, and really the second version of the member of Rabbi Yechron and the member of Yitzchak by Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yechron is correct. That Rabbi Yechron holds that kol moedim that in shechita is an ippol. And the Gemara now continues, and based on the stum of the member of Rabbi Yosef, it will be mashma that he's actually come to teach us that shechita is an ippol. And if someone would shecht an animal and then they would eat a eva medudel, it would be eva on the lav of eva menachai. And as our Gemara continues, Yosef Rabbi Yosef kamed Rav Huna v'yosef v'ka'omar Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav ochle luzeh loika. Rabbi Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Rabbi Yosef said, and he said over a member in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, that if someone eats this item, then they would receive malchus. And it seems that Rabbi Yosef was referring to a case where someone shechted an animal and then ate the eva medudel, and it would be over on the isolah midraisa of eva menachai, and therefore they would be chayav malchus. And the Gemara continues that Amalei ahum rabbanon leiter tzitzul, that one of the Rabbanon said to Rav Huna that don't listen to Rav Huna. As we have a Kabbalah that Rav did not state this, as Hachi Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matan Mishmei de Rav Ochle Luzeh Ina Loika, that since we hold Ein Shechita Oisin Ippol, therefore if someone shechts an animal that had an Eva HaMedudel, so even though Midrabbanon they should not eat this Eva, however if one ate the Eva HaMedudel, they would not be over the Issa Duraisa of Eva Menachai, and they would not be Chai Malkus. And the Gemara tells us Amar Rav Huna Nana Now the Meister, I just heard two different members in the name of Rav, as Rav Yosef quoted Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav Ochel Zeleika, and then he heard from Ahum Rabbanon that Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matan Mishmei de Rav that Ochel Zeleika Ein Loika. However, the Gemara tells us Adrina Rabbi Yosef Lape, Rabbi Yosef turned around and he was angry, and as Rashi states Adrina Bekas and Amalei, and Rabbi Yosef said to Rav Huna that my kushyo, that why should you be bothered, and why do you feel that there's a stira between what I quoted and what they quoted in the name of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel by Matan Mishmei de Rav, and certainly there is no stira, as ki amri ano b'misa de oisin ippol, ki amar iu b'shchita de eino oisin ippol, as when I said that Rav stated achlo zel loika, I was referring to a case where the animal that had an eva medudel died, and certainly all agree that misa is oisin ippol, and therefore if someone eats the eva, they would be eva on the issa of eva menachai midiraisa, and they would be chay malchus. And when Ahum Rabbanon quoted Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matan Mishmei de Rav that Ochle Luzeh Ein Loika, he was discussing a case where they shechted an animal that had an Eva HaMedudel, and certainly all agree that in Shechita is Nipol, certainly Midoraisa, the Shechita that was done on the animal, will suffice for the Eva as well, and the Eva is Mutar Bachila, and it's only Midrabbanan that will be Asa Bachila, and that's why Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Mata stated the name of Rav, that Ochel Ozeh Eino Loika, and keep in mind that previously when we discussed the difference between Misa Isa Nipol or A Misa Isa Nipol, so we were bothered that L'chira, it doesn't make a difference if Misa Isa Nipol or if A Misa Isa Nipol, and in either case, the Eva would be considered Avatoma, as if A Misa Isa Nipol, then the Eva would be considered an Avela, and if Misa Isa Nipol, then the Eva would be considered Eva Menachai, and we explained that one Nafkamina would be that if someone removes Basa from the Eva, so if we held that Misa Isa Nipol, so this Eva is only going to be Tame because it's Eva Menachai, and as we know that Basa Menachai is not intrinsically Tame and is not an Avatoma, and therefore this Basa would be Tar. However, if we would hold that Eva Misa Isa Nipol, then the Basa that was taken off of the Eva would still be an Avela and would still be an Avatoma. However, Ayin Rashi in our Sugya, where Rashi points out, Vashmiach Rav, Deloy Mishum Nevela Masrinim Bei Ela Mishum Eva Menachai, as another Nafkamina would be, as to what Hasra, one has to go person that will eat this Eva, that if Edim noticed that a person's about to eat an Eva Medoldol that came from an animal that died, so if Misa Isa Nipol, then they would have to give Hasra that you shouldn't eat this Eva, as it's Eva Menachai. However, if we would hold that a Misa Isa Nipol, then they would have to give Hasra that you shouldn't eat this Eva, as it's also to eat Nevela. And Ayin Rabbi Kvega in the Gulin HaShas, he is bothered as to why Rashi gave this Nafkamina as Tmuali Amayle Amma Kipshutai, to Eva who Kazayas Imagidim Batsamais, to Gabi Nevela Havichatashir, and Machin Nafkamina, Loishita Leben Noyach, and there would be another Nafkamina if one would be able to pass this Eva to a Ben Noyach, and certainly if it's an Nevela, then one could pass it to a Ben Noyach, as a Ben Noyach is not Mitzvah Nevela. However, if it would be categorized as Eva Menachai, then one would not be able to pass it to a Ben Noyach, as a Ben Noyach is Mitzvah on Eva Menachai, and one would be Oivan the Issa of Lifnei Eva Leisita Michshol, and we will stop over here.